This episode of Neckbreaker is officially brought to you by our friends over at ClickAtTicket.com. They have tickets for thousands of events, including Motorhead, WWE, Chikara Pro Wrestling, the Book of Mormon, Major League Baseball, and many more.
Just for being our listener, ClickAtTicket.com is offering a 5% discount off any ticket purchase. To cash in, Google ClickAtTicket, check out their selection, and just add the code NECKBREAKER at checkout.
One more time! Google ClickAtTicket, add some tickets to your Mario Kart, and enter the code NECKBREAKER at checkout for your 5% discount. And now, enjoy the show.
All right, everyone, welcome to Neckbreaker's third annual Royal Rumble drinking game. My name's Brian Thompson. On this week's obnoxious panel, my co-host, John Aubrey.
Hey.
Mr. Wine himself, I should say. What brand of wine are we partaking in?
Well, this is the Royal Rumble drinking game. I figured I'd keep it like I did last year, and we're drinking the Manischewitz to celebrate
eight crazy nights.
The eight crazy nights that have already passed. They've passed over.
And scene. Our senior pro wrestling correspondent, Sir Chris Casares.
Fuck the Ted DiBiase.
And our audio's peaked already. And Neckbreaker alumni Danny P from Roid Rage and motherfucking Evan from Sacrament and Composted. I always say Composted first, so I gotta sweat.
It's all right.
Thanks. Thank you.
Either and.
We
put
are
the most serious one first.
Yeah, right, whatever. If you've never heard about the Royal Rumble drinking game, you're in for a miserable treat. Before we get too hammered, what we're going to do is get our plugs out of the way, get that shit to, I don't even want to think about it, and
I use Wes Welker's doctor.
Oh, do you? Well,
that's why he's cleared for competition today.
Plugs.
After a payoff.
Yeah, no hair doctor. Dr. Melky?
Oh, it was a hair joke. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
except
late.
Except I have all my hair.
That sounds like sports talk. I don't know. So, what we're going to do...
Fit it in during the Rumble. It's cool.
Yeah, you guys got... You'll have an hour at least. So we're going to... we don't want to give anybody an interruption. We want you to just watch the entire Rumble with us. And we don't want to throw ads in the middle of any of that garbage. So, Chris, Parasitic, any shows or any shit coming up?
Yeah, we're playing at the Open, I think the name of it is.
With, the Open?
With some German band. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Defeated Sanity, so that'll be a great show coming up in January.
It's in Somerville once, I think, right?
Once, that's what it is.
Is
that's
Richard
what,
Belzer
you.
In the bottom left-hand corner of the screen?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Munch. Detective Munch.
So, Paris...
I'm just seeing that. Yeah.
Fucking... So what was the date for that show? Once in Somerville, Mass. It's Defeated Sanity. It's probably the second week of January, I think,
it's
right?
It's the 6th of the 7th. I'm drawing a blank on the actual date.
Oh, because there's a New Hampshire date for that tour, and then there's the...
which we aren't playing.
Oh, that's the Wednesday 7th, I think, and then Thursday the 8th. So definitely check that shit out. Anything else you'd like to plug? KES or anything going on?
Yeah, I got vacation coming up, so I'm going to finally finish up all my KES shit that I've been avoiding because I've been working on Nitro Party shit. Fucking, that's been Odale, I guess is the best way to put it.
That transitions us to Nitro Party. John, anything you'd like to share with our
audience?
Well,
I've been letting Chris Odale the Nitro Party stuff. Yeah, it's cool. Going to happen.
That's fine.
There's so much material right now.
We might need to set a deadline for ourselves just to make us do it. Well, make me do it, probably. It's definitely me.
Well, I have the next 2 weeks off, so.
Setting deadlines is not very party-like.
It's not, no. But we probably could have finished this like a fucking 2 months ago if I had just...
The best thing about Nitro Party is it's kind of just continuous.
Yeah. Like, well, to be fair, it's taken a long time to happen, but it's gotten longer and bigger since, because every time like we just kind of decide on something else.
Longer and bigger.
Longer and bigger. Yep. It's a real party.
It's not always better.
It's a BBB.
I mean, it's always
it's
better.
It's a big black band.
Evan, my man.
I've already had a bottle of wine before this drinking game.
Segway.
Two good segues.
That's why I get paid the big bucks. Evan, you got anything you like to plug? Sacrament?
Yeah,
Composted?
Sure. Composted's actually playing
I think the next show after the Parasitic defeated Sanity won up in New Hampshire. I just don't know the date.
Oh, it's the like, Rec Room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you guys are playing the 7th then.
Yeah,
like Wednesday
yeah.
the 7th at the Rec Room in no. Peterborough, New Hampshire.
But I'll be at both if you want to come down and, you know, kiss anyone out there. And I got that going, and then I actually...
That's a small fucking place for that show. It's probably going to be a cool place to see that show.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And actually got I got a bunch of side projects kicking right now that I may as well mention. A bunch of them been top, kind of top secret for no reason. But
Anthrax?
No, I'm actually, I'm not going to say much, but I got old school death metal band Bacterial Husk going on that has material written.
Right on.
And then I got another band that's just kind of like, you know, scattered remnancy, skinlessy 90s death metal called Blotter Infection going on with 5 songs written.
Two solid names, by the way. Well done.
Yeah, so.
Good picks on us.
You still got that thing and, with the Spanish name?
Yeah, Amigos de los Muertos. But that's a recording, fun, kind of grindy project. But we you know, that'll take some time. It seems like the other projects might have material online before that. But Amigos de los Muertos. When I was last here, I was a little goofed up, and I said the name wrong. So I just said Amigos Muertos, but it's Amigos de los Muertos, and
pulled together.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff going on, and that's cool. And it's all it seems like it'll all be something. So
good shit, good shit. See, Drive by Bukkake. We're recording in January officially.
Actually
got dates. We are getting this fucking greatest hits vinyl out the door. We'll get you more info, and you'll hear something probably by 2018. But, you know, it's in the fucking works. It's we got dates, so this shit's going to happen. You're going to get a Drive-By Bukkake vinyl.
I'm buying a van in January.
Oh, good shit. Good shit.
I already told you that.
Oh, my birthday's Christmas Eve. Forgot to mention that. So.
Oh, God. Why didn't you plug that?
Yeah.
Richard Belzer is staring a fucking hole in my soul right now.
Just two last plugs, and then we'll get on with this Royal Rumble drinking game.
Just got some sweet Oakleys.
We get a festival appearance. We're going to be at Hoth Fest.
Festival for the restival.
God damn it. Saturday, January 9th. I think that's the day. Yeah, Saturday, January 9th. Chicory Mass at maximum capacity. If it's a death metal band within the 5 states, they're playing. So it's dehumanized, dysentery. That's it. That's just dehumanized.
The anti-Hulk Hogan band.
No, it's a shitload of death metal bands. It's called Hoffest. Google that shit. We're going to be there all day Saturday drinking and interviewing bands. So that's our second festival that we've ever done. So looking forward to that. And a quick shout out to one of our key sponsors, Bluehost. Looking for a website, you unlimited bandwidth, unlimited email addresses, all at Hogwash. All that shit, $6.95 a month. Start your goddamn website today, but visit neckbreaker.net and just click the Bluehost button. You get that deal for $6.95 a month. All right, enough bullshit. Our panel right before we started recording, we decided on the 2002 Royal Rumble, right? And we've already done 1990, we've done 1992. This is our third annual, so we're going to switch to 2002, move it up a few years, and then we could always go back. Next year's show. That said, let's hear the official rules from our senior pro wrestling correspondent.
And creator.
Creator.
CEO.
I'm the creator, okay?
The CEO of the game?
The CEO of the game. So here it is. I am the game master. You're going to be drinking a lot. Basically, it's one sip for every time a guy enters the Rumble. You can drink it when he's entering down the ramp, when his music hits, or when he gets in the ring, whatever you want. One drink for an elimination, one drink for teetering, meaning both feet,
the teetering one's a
both
good one.
Feet off the ground in the corner, laying on the ground doing nothing is another drink. So that's 4 right there.
Those are just one sips, right?
Those are one
sips.
The
one sippers?
The good thing about this Rumble is that we finally get to do the golden rule, which is a very tedious and asshole rule that I came up with. When Goldust comes to the ring, the next person to go to the bathroom has to drink a full beer.
No, you had
Boston,
it right.
Boston came through that one.
You had an AH at the end of that.
That was Staples. What you got going on?
I was just about to say
you
that
any
was
plugs, Josh.
That was Staples coming through me, fucking dude. But Of course, the creme de la creme of all the rules is dead guy, half a beer. And that really fucks with this game because it turns it from a power hour into a you're going to throw up in an hour. And there are other rules too. Finishers is a drink. Old gimmick is a drink. If Repo Man comes to the ring and, you know, everyone knows he ended his career as Barry Darso. So
like our audience, if you're keeping track, so there's entrances, there's teetering, there's,
eliminations
in the corner doing
not it. Doing shit.
Yep.
Golden rule.
Dead guy
or
finishers.
Okay. That's memorable. I think I can keep track of that up top.
I'll do the best I can to announce the rules as we go, but forgive me if I forget after a couple beers, because that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I don't want to see some Twitter bullshit like, oh, he didn't say this.
Yeah, all right, we'll get tagged on some goddamn.
Good, do it. Point out all my fucking.
Byline 93B.
Point out all the errors that I make so I can not fucking care.
Motherfucker!
Motherfucker! Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Motherfucker. Fuck this. All right. 2002 Royal Rumble. This is our annual Royal Rumble drinking game. If you're at home and you give
looks
a
like
shit.
Ken Shamrock in the middle.
And you want to line things up. Visually, yeah. I assume you probably won't, but if you really want to get high and watch it with us, your visual cue, right, we're on the network right now. We open up the 2002 pay-per-view, fast forward it to some goddamn moment, a very important moment. There's a sign, it says live, the top left corner, right before the Royal Rumble starts, and there's a sign that says some Jew guy. So that's going
to
give
What's
you...
What's the thought process that one does? I'm going to go to wrestling and make a sign that says, some Jew guy, and I'm going to hold it up. Like, what the fuck?
You know, he told all his dishwasher friends at work, guys, I'm going to write some Jew guy. And they looked at him like, the fuck?
No, you're not. You're not even going to make it on TV. Like, bro,
I got this. But this asshole gave me, like, the most memorable moment of this Rumble to me.
This is it right here.
Also, like, look at denim shirt... denim jacket, yellow shirt with his girlfriend that's too loud for him.
Yes.
Yeah. This is too noisy for her.
Oh, so loud.
She's so heated.
Wait, first so date? It's definitely first date.
First date?
It's the worst anniversary
she's
ever.
Like, what the fuck?
She's definitely regretting not bringing a book.
Oh my God. Oh, God damn it. So there's
She wasn't booked.
She wasn't booked.
Terry, I'm not booked.
There's your visual cue. It says some Jew guy. It's dead fucking center of the screen. It's a very noticeable sign. So there's your visual cue. Let's get things rolling, gentlemen.
Keep rolling, 2002. Rolling,
oh, God.
Rolling.
I wish it played right there on cue.
The Fink.
The fucking Fink.
God damn it.
That was a pretty nice Triple H.
Look at all the fucking signs in the crowd.
So many signs.
Yeah. You look at this fucking crowd. You see how excited everyone is as opposed to like nowadays where it's like you bring a sign that they remotely might question. That's like, no, get out of here. Like they confiscated a Chris Jericho sign at a show the other night.
They confiscated the Cornette head.
Yeah.
And Boston.
Yeah. It's fuck off.
Dickhead.
Fucking WWE Universe is a fucking... censured fucking dystopia.
Wait, you're right. There's so many goddamn signs in the crowd. Have they eased up on that? Or do people just not give a shit enough to put out signs?
I think it's a combination of giving a shit and WWE taking signs away so people don't do it anymore.
I feel like we hear this theme song
Papa Uso.
Five times during this Rumble.
Theme song's so bad.
Oh, God.
I feel like when we do the Royal Rumble drinking game in 2016,
dude,
this would be half a beer.
This sounds like the theme song from a Nickelodeon kid show.
Oh, God.
Like, I like his old theme music more. The Batman one.
The Batman?
Batman.
Oh, Batman.
Wow. Like Hershey Kiss nipples, man.
They look like they'd be on, like... peanut butter sugar cookies, you know?
Yeah.
Kishi could go.
He has two of those for packs.
I call him Kishi. We go way back.
Kish
could go. He wasn't bad. He's no Yoko, but
did everyone drink for this entrance? That counts, right?
That is a drink.
Oh, that's an entrance.
Oh, okay. Shit. That was an entrance. Whoa, man.
The real asshole rule.
First to piss has to drink a whole beer?
First person to piss has to drink a whole beer.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
No, we'll just make you drink the equivalent.
stuck. No, no, I'm just saying I stuck a fucking tube in my dick. I got a bladder bag. I'm not going
anywhere. You got a catheter in this shit.
I believe you said first one to go to the bathroom. You meant the room, right? Because I could just pee my pants. I found a loophole.
No. You see,
I found a poop hole.
Most people's pee is golden colored. So if you pee,
that's a good
you
rule.
Drink.
You release golden.
It's a good rule.
Yes.
Wait, so it's the first person to go to the bathroom.
Golden
right?
hadn't hit his stride yet in 2002.
Yeah. Oh God.
He got better 13 years later.
That's
Jesus
so weird.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Goldust is I don't know how much longer he stayed after this.
He started working on his fitness somewhere.
No, he was there a pretty long time after this.
He had the Booker T run, but that was like 2004 maybe, right?
No, that was 2003. I know he got hurt sometime. That was 2002. Booker T was in the NWO, and Goldust wasn't. They were a tag team. That was 6 months after this.
What the fuck? That was a thing?
NWO, Booker T was in the NWO.
Not, and they were a tag team.
It was pretty good,
the NWO
too.
Split up
in
like a week later.
I don't know if it was good when you were watching it live, because I didn't. I was tapped out by then.
But at this point, SmackDown was the show.
Yeah.
Well, at that point when it was happening, the summer of 2002.
Never get tired of this entrance.
It's fucking one of the best.
The music is fucking...
It doesn't get old.
Tubular Bells, man.
Does not get old. God damn.
Well, in Samoa's name...
That's an audio cue for you.
Yeah. They'll probably hear the... music in the goddamn background anyway, but Rikishi had a longer run than anybody expected, I think, too.
In this gimmick, truck bump,
he was over as fuck.
Yeah, he got over.
I did it for The Rock. I did it for the people. His Goldust face paint kind of looks like the Manos, the Hands of Fate cape.
I think they're
Master would not approve.
What brand of hair color do you use? They just I don't know bleach.
I'm sure some form of peroxide.
Yeah,
do you think they shared a bottle of bleach?
Tag team it up.
He's on the Dolph Ziggler ramen noodle plan.
God damn it!
Yeah, baby.
Is that it? Almost.
Quiche.
Two veterans in there squaring off.
Brian loves the short names for Rikishi. Ugh, Kishi.
Yeah.
Kish.
Gold. Drank. Mean gold. Go back.
Drank.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Was that a teeter?
He hung.
Both feet were not on the ground.
All right. That is a drink.
Fair enough.
I mean, we're the professionals here. We should be knowing what's going on.
We always look at Chris whenever it's time. I don't know. At this point, I'm always looking at Chris.
I'm too busy talking
doubt,
shit.
Just drink.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a drink.
That's a teeter.
That was a teeter of sorts, right?
Yep, that's his teeter.
Okay.
Both feet off the ground, near elimination.
Well, if you're playing with wine at home, you should be already done one bottle.
We watched a shitload of Smoky Mountain Wrestling before.
It made me drink most of that bottle. Fucking dirty white boy.
Dirty white boy.
Wait, so was he T.L. Hopper before Dirty White Boy?
This is my Braun Strowman bottle.
He was T.L. after Dirty White Boy.
So like Vince signed him. He's like, yeah, I want that on my card.
Smoky Mountain talent.
Dead guy.
Half a beer.
Dead guy. Half a average.
And an entrance. So that's... Oh, no. That doesn't care. That would be
three quarters of a beer then, right?
We do this every time.
No double dipping.
Half a beer. No double dipping. No double dipping. Okay.
Just drink.
If you drink a half a beer, there's no sense in taking an extra sip.
How quickly was he dead after this, after 2002? He died.
Oh, very soon. It was a year and a half. I think September of 2003.
Oh, my God.
Boss Man's theme was so good.
Yeah, that's a pretty hard ass.
I liked this version of the Big Boss.
This version of Boss Man was awesome.
It was awesome.
Wait,
he had a really good run.
Boss Man? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Is that sitting in the corner doing nothing?
He was hardcore champion. He did the Big Show and Al Snow stuff,
that qualifies.
Which was some of the best stuff from '99.
Oh, also,
that's
my
teeter.
Daddy.
My daddy's dead.
Ooh, teeter.
Wait, Boss Man at every point of his career had awesome theme music.
Suitably married, short of eaten by worms.
Wait, okay. Entertaining theme music at best.
If you ever take
even
a
the Guardian Angels
the
theme music was pretty good.
You better so spread the love and heal some hard time.
Do you remember the Guardian Angel promos?
I remember
he's on the streets of New York with a beret, like the most ghetto neighborhood.
Yeah. I gotta review that.
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go back on that.
This is how it works, guys.
We talked about the guardian angel. Yeah, so that's a teeter. They're going right up in Keisha's ass.
He carries a big stick, a ball and chain, too.
Hey, is Teddy Long dead yet? He's outside.
By the way, that's a teeter.
Yeah, I drank for that
I think I already drank for that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. This is called the Teeter Santana rule. If you get up to eat a taco after
Chico,
this, full beer.
Chico Santana.
If you have a constitution for this game, that was just a goddamn amendment if I've ever seen one. Well done.
You can't change an amendment.
Entrance.
One and zero. There's your visual cue. Farouk? Nope. Bradshaw.
Old gimmick.
Old gimmick
rule.
Or drink for the entrance.
No, that's a double drinker.
That's an easy two.
The half beer is not the double drink.
Old gimmick is two sips, right?
Yeah. Old gimmick plus and entrance.
Gimmick and entrance total two. Danny knows what's up. He's got the rules down. Danny's first.
I'm a stickler.
I like this
fucking alumni.
He's probably only gonna throw like seven clotheslines and then get eliminated.
he's in there to ruin someone's night.
Yeah, he is.
Vince, I ain't
who's
going
being
out
an
there
asshole in the locker room.
I dropped seven clotheslines.
That being said, I would have loved to have wrestled JBL in his prime when he was, you know,
Mexican
2004. Hayden? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd take a shit kicking from that character. You can
finisher.
Bossman's gonna get
that's
a face
the finisher.
Full of
yeah.
the quiche.
Finisher.
Whoa. Boom.
That wasn't his finisher. His finisher was a Mickey Notu driver.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Well,
I said it wrong.
Is it a signature
kind
move?
Kind of different. He had him up with the shoulder, and he did kind of like a falling tombstone type of deal.
It's close enough.
It was like the fusion bomb, something like that.
So I'm right, but I'm wrong. Fuck off.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, you're close.
I would have complained to my PR person.
Wait, gone.
Do you think Bossman was hanging on?
Wait for it.
Right in my face. It's part of my job. Oh, like,
no, because Rikishi goes inside out.
They're contractors, so that's why.
Oh, he just dropped him like a apply. Sack
he already
of
did
shit.
That. He already sold something inside out once already.
Dude, Rikishi for a giant fat man sold shit inside out so good.
Oh,
he's done it once already.
He just dropped Bradshaw like a sack of goddamn shit on that back follow-up.
It wasn't
drop.
Even with Bradshaw. He did it with Goldust already. Oh, how much did he hate that?
He burped right on the same, right where he punched him. It was good. It was a good sound effect. Oh, that was a stiff powerbomb.
He had dick in his face.
3 seconds left here till our next entrant. I think that's our number six? Five?
It'll tell you, I think.
I think it's five.
Yep.
Landstorm.
The thrill seeker himself.
Dead career. Drink.
Cut off his ponytail. Dead career. All right, I'll drink that.
That's not true.
What's he doing now?
He has a wrestling academy.
Storm Wrestling Academy, He trained Tyler
career.
Breeze.
Ooh,
oh, dropped him like a sack of shit again, too.
So that should speak to that school.
Yeah.
Free plug. Thanks, Storm.
Do you get 10%?
This golden rule's going to
me. Teeter.
And that is Bradshaw Teeter in the corner with... I'm going to keep calling him Quiche. I don't know why.
See how terrible this
game is. I'm already there. I'm already in.
Oh, no. As soon as I go to work today, I was in a great mood because I was driving home because the next thing I had to do was this.
John, you're on the clock right now. This is work. We're business.
Since I had a cold today, I was not allowed to
eat
my
new double teeter. Double teeter.
Yeah, two sips.
This is the LLC.
Double teeter. I pay extra for that.
One teeter.
I got one teeter in the left, one teeter in the right.
You Irishmen are supposed to have big potatoes. I just see a bunch of teeter tots.
And the crowd goes mild. That's the same teeter, right?
Yeah. Call me Strikeforce because this is Teeter Santana.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Someday you guys should do a call-in show so we could get like people's opinions.
Who's calling?
We did a call-in show.
We've done a couple call-in shows.
Are you talking?
No, I mean
we should have streamed this on
like
Periscope
Stern
today.
Style, people could point out what like their opinion on the teeter rule and
like Colin Oscopy.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought
What's
about streaming
think?
This live, but I think that's work. That's work I don't want to do right now. I don't want to have to maintain a live stream. The fucking chat room.
Oh, we're drinking just, super heavy?
Yeah, yeah no, impossible. Good.
Dead guy!
You guys can enjoy our...
He works for TNA, so.
What does he do for them?
Wait, would this be a new gimmick?
He did gut check. No, Al Snow is always Al Snow.
Wait.
He doesn't have
old WWF. Gimmick. He was Rockers.
You do it for old gimmick, not new gimmick.
Yes.
Technically, this is Al Snow. Whatever he is now, he was
This is the current incarnation of Al Snow.
Right.
So, like, Bradshaw's an old gimmick because he's not JBL.
He's not.
Right, and he's got long hair and a goatee.
So good.
That's a really finisher, good. By the way. So
shit, you're right.
I'm not really
shit. Good Teeter, call.
Drink some more.
Teeter, that's another sip.
It'd be really shameful if Rikishi Rick Fartelled over there.
How long you been holding that one for?
I've been trying to think of a Rick Martel pun ever since I said
he's Teeter Santana. He's been holding it in all day.
We should call this episode
since
Teeter
last year's episode.
Teeter Santana.
Oh, man. Good call.
Reeking of arrogance.
Reeking of Fartel.
Fartel. Lance Storm is still pissed. Like, God damn it.
By the way, Lance Teeter. Storm is doing in the corner doing nothing.
Teeter so. And so in the corner.
Yeah.
As is Bradshaw.
Right, no, yep. Storm's selling. Would that count as doing nothing?
Yep.
Sure does.
He just got in there like a minute and a half ago.
See, I figured... Well,
there's no way he's gassed already.
When I say nothing, I figure it's just a guy who's looking around trying for the next step.
In that ring right now, absolutely no question about it.
Voted one of the top 20 bodies in WWE history, Lance Storm, by the way.
What?
Well, that's because Chris Benoit is going to get voted on that list.
Yeah, he's going to get kicked off.
Top 20 bodies?
By whom?
Eddie Guerrero was on there. Probably Vince. You know.
I was going to say.
Was number one Hercules?
Wowie.
Oh, Chuck and Billy.
Ooh,
old babe. Gimmick.
Speaking of wowie.
Two drinks.
Entrance and an old gimmick, of course.
Mm-hmm. Billy.
By the way, that was him with the one Billy Gunn theme music. I've got it all.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got it all. The step-by-step theme song?
I've got it all. It's my life, my dream.
Nothing's gonna stop me now. Pay myself.
I love
Cousin Larry Palumbo. Damn it, like, Chuck Palumbo. That's someone I work with.
Like, look how in shape Billy Gunn is right now, and I love how he got fired in 2015 for HGH use.
Right.
Not then.
Like no.
12 years later, he got canned for
HGH. He probably made someone eat a donut off his dick or something.
Actually, we never covered that on the show. He got fired. I think we did. He got fired.
Al Snow eliminates Lance Storm.
Because he got tested.
It.
He got
it's a snowstorm!
So Billy Gunn got tested for HGH.
Tag team. That was a missed opportunity.
That was a missed opportunity.
But it was like during a bodybuilding competition. He was doing bodybuilding on the side because I guess NXT training doesn't pay enough.
Teeter.
That's a teeter. So I'm
sure he
does
it just because he can. I don't think it has anything to do with pay. I mean, Billy...
It has everything to do with pay.
Billy Gunn had some seven-figure years.
Elimination.
Bradshaw does not look pleased that he got thrown out.
For all you graphic designers out there, I'm looking at that Royal Rumble logo. Why just the yellow
I
M?
The same thing
what
earlier.
The fuck?
I didn't want to see anything.
They hit the fill M? Button and Vince went, fuck it, print it.
Yeah. We gotta go live.
Some
fuck it, we'll do it live. Fuck.
Some intern hit print on the old version of
the
file.
Why hasn't Bill O'Reilly been on? Why hasn't Bill O'Reilly been on Monday Night Raw?
Because they stopped doing the guest.
They stopped doing the guest host.
I feel like
the next one.
They had so many of them. All right. Oh, Taker, old gimmick, right?
This is an old gimmick.
This is an old gimmick.
But he has the greatest theme music of all time.
Dead Man Inc. I'm about to write that shit.
No, this has got the Kid Rock one.
I'm about to write that shit in my hat. Dude, like, with a fucking marker.
If the song is good enough for me to joke play it at shows. In front of crowds of like over 100 people.
Was he doing the MMA shit at this point? Does he do the triangle choke now and shit?
No.
Not yet.
This is when he had the last ride still.
Oh,
right.
He might have done
the...
might have been the start of like the best striker in the industry.
So all the body shots in the corner and shit, not the triangle.
MMA
choke.
Stopped at the wrists. That was the end of it, right there. Just
he was
wrist
wearing
only.
The combat pads.
Yeah, he was. He's got the fucking high.
All right, Goldust, take that choke slam.
That is a finisher elimination. That's two drinks.
Nope. Tombstone was his finisher.
Last ride was his finisher.
Chokeslam was a finisher. He beat people.
No, if Kishi Stinkface wasn't a finisher, then that chokeslam wasn't.
You're looking at it with three finishers right now.
If you beat someone once with a move,
it was only a finisher when Kane was on the other side.
I'm sure he's beaten somebody
elimination.
With a Stinkface.
Shut up and drink.
The chokeslam is a finisher.
Don't get cheap. Shut up and drink.
Inside out. Inside out.
The rumble.
Nope.
It's gone. Oh, man.
Me down.
And all the goddamn Elena. Jesus Christ.
Calloway's cleaning house.
Calloway. Again, you guys cousins?
Kissing cousins.
Me and Mark.
Cousin Mark.
Mac.
All right, Taker's not doing shit. That counts, right?
Sure,
why not? He's not doing anything.
20s yet? Like, I really need to stop playing this game. Right.
Want to switch to beer ski? There's some lights in the fridge if we want to take it easy.
I
got some Coors
lights right here.
Okay.
John's going to puke.
No, we're good.
No, John. No, it is. I'm going to piss soon, and I have to drink that fucking beer.
By the way, Goldust got eliminated, so...
The golden hour
rule,
has
the
ended.
The golden rule is like Andre the Giant with Hulkamonia.
Hulkamonia. Dude, that's what I cleaned my floor with.
I have drank three beers in the past like 20 minutes. So.
Hulkamonia is the name of the sex tape where
Hulkamonia
a bunch of times.
The golden rule is only until he's eliminated?
Go take a leak, John.
Oh, fuck
while
this shit.
While he's in the ring, it's over.
Hulkamonia, that sounds like a figure you can get at the dollar store with no knockoff wrestling figures.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now, I'm going to fuck with you first.
He's got a waffler.
Get off me, boy.
Now, Lita's not the first ever woman in the Royal Rumble, right?
No, that was China.
China.
But the best woman in the Rumble was Beth Phoenix.
See, this is very... Yeah, she... The glamazon! She dominated. This is very heel-like.
I was talking about how fucking drop-dead gorgeous she was.
Oh, well, of course. But Taker's a baby right now. You got 2-on-1, all right? Jesus Christ.
Jesus!
Oh, man. Matt Hardy.
All right, me...
Matt Hardy still wears the Jenko pants on the indies.
Dressed exactly like how I looked in high school.
Yeah, that's true.
He looked like me.
You wore a purple cutoff tank in high school.
I had the same haircut, same sideburns.
I had those fucking sideburns when I was a freshman too. I was such an asshole.
I never hated myself. I never wore like the Jenko jeans or like the Hot Topic-y jeans. I'd always wear like Dickies though, you know.
All right, we got to do the show over. I didn't hit record. Jeans.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
That'd be the third year in a row you've made that joke.
What?
Third episode in a row that I've made that joke.
That I'm an asshole.
85th episode
in a
row.
Teeter Santana.
Also,
joke
we
yet?
I think we missed Lita's elimination.
I don't know.
She wasn't.
I don't even remember.
What?
She wasn't. In
oh, really? She just
yeah.
Came
that
out
was
to,
heel
she's
shit.
She's Matt's valet.
2-on-1.
Well, I mean, he's a big guy. You got a fucking double team.
So is she banging Edge right now?
By the way, $100. It's Jeff Hardy.
Right.
$100, huh? Wow! I owe you $100.
I'm in the fucking shitter right now.
Wow, he's in such a rush, couldn't even get his baseball cap
Sweet
off.
Sweet ball cap, Jeff. You ball fan there in your fishnet shirt?
There's nothing worse than a baseball cap without a fucking baseball team.
He can
logo
tuck his
on
drugs
it
in the side of his shirt. Yeah,
if it doesn't
what
say a beer
that
company
was
on it.
Was he going to like spit
yeah,
that and
beer
he fucked
or
it
baseball
up?
No, I think he puked.
Or like football fucking division champion.
I think he OD'd though back. He let a quick puke out.
That was totally Jeff Hardy's bile. He just fucking dropped that out.
Yep. His liver is like fucking
his
dead.
His stomach acid.
Yep.
Jeff Hardy looks like a chick Red Sox fan right now. I don't know why.
Pink hat. He's a pink hat.
He's got the pink hat
pink
going
hat
on.
With the hair through the top.
I know a girl who is on the drunk toucher and rich thing.
Really?
She was the girl who did the I blow
ask
all
a pink hat?
Yeah, she's like, I'll blow all the Bruins players in succession.
Jesus.
That was her?
That I know that girl, yeah.
Tell her to get in line.
What she look like?
Behind Brian.
She's okay looking. She's bangable.
She's got a mouth,
she
right?
She hates me, though. She fucking detests me.
Who doesn't?
Dude, this is heel bullshit. Look at three
she's
on
a girl.
One.
Kind of goes without saying.
I like you, but we're all heels here.
So Hardy up top with the Swanton. There's your visual
finisher
cue if you need
finisher
it. That,
finisher.
That was definitely a finisher. But this is 3-on-1 bullshit. Taker should be a baby right now, right?
Well, this is right when he turned heel, so they were getting babyface heat.
This is 3-on-1.
So wait, Dead Man Inc. was a heel role?
At this point, because he cut his hair and he turned on Ric Flair.
Elimination.
And then you gonna pay.
Lita's just gonna go blow him on the outside there for a minute. Then she'll get on the edge right after.
The war against Hot Topic and Pac Sun being waged by Undertaker. Right,
finisher.
That's the best line. That's pretty good. Oh man, fucking Pac Sun. Holy 2000s Batman. Taker dumps Hardy out. Says fuck you. Go work the Indies.
And then Lita dumps Hardy out.
No shit.
Oh, Edge comes out next.
Edge?
No one knew.
Oh,
was
this
coming.
Is Taker with Sarah on the neck.
Maven.
He hasn't gotten that removed yet. Oh,
Maven. What about me? What about Maven? I've been waiting 24 hours to say that.
What a piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm glad I didn't black out before
no,
I was going to say
I
that.
Saw Maven wrestle an indie man. Show in like 2003.
Yeah.
He was okay.
Wait,
you know.
This is good. Actually, he worked in Maynard, by the way, like a month ago.
Like worked at McDonald's or worked like a show?
Trick for that. That was awesome.
Well done. I'm going to sip just for that one. No, he worked, worked in Indie Show. He worked Lucky Pro Wrestling about a month ago.
What's up with those? Maven's got shitty pants on.
Everyone's got shitty pants on.
That's kind of a... Yeah, there's definitely
a
trend.
Is that Freddie Mercury?
Hey, you
is
leave the referee out of this.
Does anybody else notice Freddie Mercury that looks just like Freddie Mercury?
Oh, man. Take her with a knee to Matt Hardy is another
Freddie Mercury
cue.
And Rick Rude had a child in the 70s.
Do you see how far he just bounced out? That was sick.
So, John, actually, it reminds me of your post earlier about the Manchester ladder match between Hardy, and...
Taker's
Oh, my God.
Oh, what an upset.
Maven with the pop of the year, by the way.
Isn't this when Maven never technically gets eliminated?
No, he gets eliminated.
Nope.
He's Taker's such been an eliminated asshole.
Because Taker drags the shit out of
Everyone
him.
Everyone misremembers this. Maven gets eliminated. He gets thrown over the top.
By who?
It was Spike Dudley who
yes.
was not eliminated. So then he had a match the following night on Raw for the title. And got
Wait,
his ass
doesn't Taker just kick the shit out of Maven right now?
Yes.
And throws him out.
Yes.
And Taker's not a legal participant.
And then he gets a piece of popcorn right in his the middle of his cleavage.
Maven never got
You're
eliminated.
To detail.
Like, I may have seen this Rumble more than any other Rumble, by the way.
Taker throws him out right now.
I would 100% believe that.
I love that you notice all the things I would like: a piece of popcorn in the tit and a juice.
I'm just saying, he beats the shit out of him.
The
Maven,
best is yet to come. Too.
Maven does a terrible blade job on the outside. He throws him through the ropes. Terrible blade job on the outside. Brings him to the back. He's never got eliminated.
It is through the ropes.
No, just wait for it. Just wait for it.
I'm waiting. I'm on your side.
So far, dude.
If you remember the popcorn in the tits. I hope that you remember the elimination.
Oh boy!
Oh, he does take a headshot though. With
oh
the chair.
Boy!
Oh wow! You're gonna
eliminate the Taker. You better fucking take a receipt because you're gonna get it returned to you. Look at that in that chair. You don't get to eliminate the Undertaker for free.
Like what a fucking rub though.
This was
Taker.
So fucking good.
Taker
this
was
heel
like,
version of the Undertaker.
I will let you throw me out.
By the way, Maven was the last guy to come in the Rumble. Right?
Yeah.
Correct. This is like a 5
Where's the fucking
play,
next
right?
entrance?
Titan time.
Yeah.
This is what you call Titan time.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Is that a drink? Let's drink for that.
Drink for New Titan rule. Time.
Ooh, I like that. A
drink for Titan time.
Can we stop making
that
new
is,
rules?
That
I'm
is,
almost out of
that
wine
is an
right
official
now.
Official rule. Congratulations. You got on the board.
He told you there's beers in the fridge.
No, I'm not saying it because like, oh no, I have nothing else to drink. Like I have a lot of alcohol inside of me right
Turn
now.
Turn it up!
Scotty too hotty.
You're right, Chris. It's coming back to me. I think
Old
Taker,
gimmick.
Taker throws him in, and then he gets dumped out, and
what
then
was he
they bring
this?
Him up to the
McDonald's
balcony.
He's a firefighter, asshole.
I know what I'm talking
you
about.
You wouldn't know that.
Firefighter.
What, is he a firefighter in Maine now? In Westbrook?
No idea where.
That's where he's from. He's from fucking right near Keenan.
Fucking asshole, Scott Taylor.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. Fucking drop.
One punch.
Is he related
down
to Chris Taylor?
Maybe. And there we go.
Taker.
Fuck off, everybody.
No, Taker got eliminated. Fuck you all. Taker got eliminated.
I am fucking an encyclopedia of fucking WWF Royal Rumble knowledge.
So. Is that an Artard, like, really scared right there? I wish we could rewind.
We can't.
I think we just saw an Artard really scared.
All right, the technical term is goofball. And if you watching at home saw goofball, write in.
Right, Goldust is out, right? I'm going to take a leak.
Right.
Oh, no,
letter.
I already fucking pissed all over your walls.
I'll take over the host of goodies.
Taker's so hot.
Fly ball.
He's so pissed.
Caught. That is a Major League 2 joke.
Imagine if you were Taker and you got eliminated by this asshole. I'd be taking him up the fucking stands, too.
By the way, Titan time, anybody?
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Yeah, new rule.
Is that a Patriots jersey?
69 Patriots? Who the fuck was 69 on the Patriots?
No, it was obviously Dilfork. Custom
made. Did you say Vince Wilfork?
I said Dilfork.
Vince Dilfork.
Will Space Fork? Vince Will Fork. 69, Dick Bianca. That's his wife's name, by the way.
Ooh, I know his wife. Okay. She was on TV a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry, out of towners. You know, people not from New England who can't be.
Yeah, fuck
fans.
You. Who cares? Yeah, fucking have fun in Indonesia, all right? Shut the fuck up.
We love the Pats. So you just have to deal.
No.
Damn it.
DDP? Oh, Christian. Yeah. European champion.
You're on your own.
What about drinking for a non-existent title?
And here comes
popcorn.
Here comes popcorn tit.
Popcorn tit.
It's the classic 2000.
Look at these guys. Look at how fucking apeshit this crowd is. This crowd is turned up.
Right? Miss these days.
All over him.
Dude, it was like.
There it is! There it is!
Yes!
I'm so glad we're watching this one.
That popcorn tit got us through 9/11, for sure.
Oh my god.
We never recovered as a nation until that happened. A year
European champion.
I think we should drink for a no longer existing title.
Next? Yeah.
Retired title.
All right.
And the European title was awesome.
Sip a beer for the European title.
Absolutely.
It is dead. So Scott, dead. Yeah, Scotty Juhadi, is he still selling that punch that Taker gave him in the aisle?
Yep.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Technically, that's
you took
teeter.
A whole piss and he's still out there fucking reeling.
Is that lounging or teeter?
That's lounging.
That is lounging. You have to be forced out. This is okay.
Oh, look at those. More shitty pants, everybody. More shitty pants.
These are very shitty pants.
Excuse me?
Look at that awful fucking...
I would rock those Monday through Friday.
All right. Honest question. Scotty Too Hotty's pants or the Hardy Boys pants? Which one?
I'd rather wear the Hardy Boys pants than Scotty's.
Me too.
You're a dummy.
Those are a solid cut. I mean, they're not thin.
It's the material.
Oh, you're talking about the material.
All right. You're going to wear one for an entire day in front of tons of women.
I'm going to rock the Jenkos.
Hardy Boys pants, Scotty's pants, or Christian's shirt.
I take Scotty's pants because it says his name down them, and I could turn it into like a joke. I'd be like, get it?
I take Christian's shirt because I hate everybody.
Wait, if I was to wear Scotty's pants, would say my name?
Fucking old gimmick.
Did you say some Jew guy sign again? It just popped up. It popped up.
I gotta tell you about the some Jew guy sign at the Rumble, bro.
Maven, this is the worst blade job I've ever
seen
in my life.
That's a terrible blade
job. Death by popcorn.
She's all right. No,
it's not all right.
Drink for the worst.
If Taker's giving you a headshot, I would have transit incident that shit. I would have been all. I would have been
that's
in
true.
Fucking
that's
forehead.
True.
Yo, New Jack, give me a scalpel. I'm gonna open my face open.
Drink for the worst gimmick ever.
What?
DDP.
What was the gimmick?
Yeah.
It's a fucking piece of shit.
No, it's not a piece of shit. It's not bad.
Sucks.
What was the gimmick?
Self-help. Self-help guru.
Oh, right. And
that's what he's doing now.
2015 is not funny?
No, he got new teeth, like the Wayne Gretzky teeth. It cost him $30,000. At this point, seriously. And his gimmick became like the smiling guy.
Diamond cutter.
No, wait.
Yep, finisher drink.
Wait, so DDP is a motivator, right? Mm-hmm. That's his gimmick? But that's what he is now. That, so this isn't an old but gimmick. That's,
no, no.
So that's we need to spit out.
No, 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 no.
The drink we just drank.
No, no, no. You're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
Here's why you're wrong. He got the new teeth, and that became his gimmick for this because he was always smiling. So he became like the self-help guy. The thing he's doing now is yoga. It's still self-help, but it's exercise.
Finisher coming up,
that
guys.
Is different from teeth.
Big finisher
coming
up. Help
yourself instead of self-help.
Instead of teeth, it's yoga.
You get a lot of booze in during this finisher. Holy shit.
The guy with the Hawaiian shirt just had to drop two middle fingers on Scotty Tuhati right
Scotty
now.
Scotty Tuhati's such a fucking lame.
Fucking still over.
What
That's
an
a finisher.
Asshole. What a fucking douche.
Ah, Didi Pizzle. All
right,
hey, whatever
drinks.
Makes you money. I don't mind the worm.
I like shitty moves like that.
Yeah.
I like the people's elbow. I like the worm.
Whatever makes you money.
People's elbow and the worm
are
different atmospheres.
Do you like the five-knuckle shuffle?
I heard
really?
Funny doesn't equal
different
money.
Different planets.
I like the five-knuckle
shuffle. Zero.
I like the five-knuckle shuffle, too.
Visual
I like
cue.
The popcorn.
Old gimmick, drink.
Yep. Entrance, old gimmick.
Asshole,
he was
drink.
Rumble after.
He wasn't even Chucky yet. He was just Chuck.
No, he was definitely Chucky.
It said Chuck.
It did Chucky. Say Chuck.
Did they have their gay marriage yet? Did that
no,
happen?
No, that didn't
not
happen
yet.
Yet.
But no.
Bischoff hasn't come back
But JR definitely says Chucky during trouble.
That's very condescending of JR.
Hey, why can't DDP do an Enziguri? What the fuck?
I think it's the next entrant, by the way,
DDP,
where DDP gets eliminated.
Good.
That you don't see. So I'm just calling it right now.
DDP rocking the
it's a good entrance,
haircut.
Though.
Man, look how long Chuck's hair is. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, that was how long his hair was in WCW, too.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
What was his gimmick in WCW?
He was part of the Natural Born Thrillers.
Oh, my God.
With above average Mike Sanders?
Yes. Well, Sanders was, he was okay wrestling, but he was a good promo. So he was kind of like the promo Bobby Heenan leader. And then Palumbo, O'Hare, Jintrak, and... Stan Stasiak were the other. Like,
do you remember
what
Palumbo
guys.
Did after this? He was a badass biker guy.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
He makes bikes.
He took over the Undertaker biker gimmick.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a shoot.
There's a huge gap of time that I just missed.
We call this the Dark Ages.
This is all in retrospect to me. I learned this
way after I stopped watching SmackDown.
The network and the 24/7 network on Comcast really kind of.
Caught you up.
Caught me up on shit that I'm glad I missed.
Teeter.
That was a good, quick teeter, but it was one.
Caught me up on shit that I should have saw, like SmackDown around this time.
That's
Oh, dude. Oh, Hogan, Rock, Lesnar, fucking Benoit.
Wait, didn't
Guerrero,
we watch that episode a few weeks back?
Yeah. Real good.
Drunk? We just picked SmackDown?
Real drunk.
Oh, God.
Here it is.
The roster is retarded.
Probably I would rank this as the number one Royal Rumble entry of all time.
Oh, man.
Oh,
drink
shit.
For Tete.
Wow.
He ain't done.
I give those titties 4 thumbs down.
Dude, they replay that on Comedy Central every fucking day now. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's too bad they're not in New York because they'd be great New York boobs.
Yeah, they're in Hotland.
New York boobs.
Boobs. Oh,
keep
shit.
Them coming, baby.
DDP is gone, by the way.
They're not in Hotland.
Are you serious? So DDP got eliminated during this entrance?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
From WCW World Champ till eliminated during a
ho train.
A ho entrance.
Wow.
12.
Amazing.
Legit, he doesn't even have to go in the Rumble. He could have just did this.
He could have.
Dude, that's too many men on the field right there.
Motherfucker.
A plus.
Wow. God bless you, Kama Mustafa.
Oh my God, each of those girls got paid $25.
That's what they fucking did in 2K16. They didn't put in The Godfather, they put in Kama fucking Mustafa.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Hey, they took Hogan out of the game, did but they put in Colonel Mustafa and
they took Hogan out of the
General
game?
General Adnan.
They took Hogan out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Kama Mustafa in a singlet and not the pimp suit.
Yeah.
Fuck
wait,
that.
Wait, sip. This is Titan rules, by the way.
Titan time, yeah.
Titan time, right?
It's a good new rule.
That's my legacy to humanity. That's what I'll be remembered for.
It's definitely your legacy to this podcast.
It's going on the official...
this entrance is the best,
Royal Rumble Drinking Game page.
And honestly, you're the CEO. So.
Honestly, this entrance is fucking great.
if you're curious as to finding the Royal Rumble Drinking Game Facebook page... Elimination. It's the one with Ric Flair winning the 92 Rumble. Is
the best Rumble match.
Yeah. Oh, by far.
The classic.
For Heenan alone.
Man. Fucking Papa Shango.
That's good right here, now. Too.
Papa Shango, more like Papa Boner with all those girls.
Oh, shit. That's so
stupid. Sparkling word.
Tensai?
Bernard.
Wait, why does Albert have the fucking Too Cool Music?
As he's known in Japan, Bernard.
They gave him Too Cool Music?
Yeah.
They just gave everyone that. It's like NWO fucking B team.
No,
just give everyone Too Cool.
Oh, hey, wait, did you mention No Chance? I don't think we mentioned. Did we mention No Chance?
No Chance is a rule, but since the Golden Rule was coming up,
yeah.
Oh, that was the key focus.
We'll reintroduce it right now. No Chance, Albert, drink.
Okay, done.
No Chance, everyone in the ring, drink.
No Chance is like it's
not like the theme song. Like, literally, they had
no chance. That's what I thought at first too.
Let's call it the Repo Man Rule.
So there's a teeter with the Godfather. If you need a visual cue at home, if you
It's not a teeter yet because his feet were not both off the ground.
Okay, I was just giving a visual cue. But, I didn't care for the teeter part. But
Albert's gone, so drink. You just hit the mat.
Wait, so Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. Would Albert be an old gimmick?
Yeah, he was Tensai.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Am I wrong? Okay.
That's also a local boy
there. And his name is Matt Bloom, and he trained with Killer Kowalski.
Yeah.
And in Japan, they call him fucking Uncle Bernard or some shit.
Giant Bernard.
Giant Bernard.
I got a... remember the Gloria Jean's coffee shop in the Rockingham Mall? I'm sure our listeners in Australia know what I'm talking about.
Fuck Indonesia. Totally, I already said that once.
Stood in line behind Albert while he was getting
Oh, you
latte.
Did?
Yeah. He's a tall fucking guy.
I bet he's huge.
He's a big man.
Big dude.
I wouldn't fuck with him.
I had sex with him. It's cool.
Top or bottom?
Oh.
Power bottom.
Talking about him?
Saturn!
Here we go.
That's my dude right there.
What's up? Let's have a drink for Saturn because he's clean now.
Love Saturn.
Well, and that was an entrance.
Is he?
So you have to have it. You must drink.
That's what the internet says.
One half of what
true.
I consider the greatest ECW tag team.
The Eliminators.
Oh.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Because it looked like they were borderline gonna fuck, too.
You remember the clip of Saturn beating the shit out of that jobber?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Saturn cuts a Strong great style. Promo when they lose a hair versus title match or some shit like that.
What's up with
and
those?
Saturn's just sitting
Someone
there
showing their
shaving
tits.
His head and going, "You think I care? I don't care." And he's like just cutting the most
awesome.
Threatening promo ever.
Total What's up with those ass. Cow fucking
Saturn
trunks?
Was pretty awesome at being like he was
double leg MMA.
He was a weird guy anyways. Yep.
The Rhino.
Also, that's a New Hampshire boy right there.
Yep.
Saturn?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
An H boy. Yep.
What town?
Portsmouth, I believe.
What?
No shit. You know, you don't see that often anymore. You don't see the crowd look, all the whole crowd look at a girl showing their tits. You never see that on
Raw
anymore.
Yeah. What's
the crowd's always looking down at their phones or the ring.
Yeah.
You never have the, oh,
have
shit, the commotion.
On your phone?
The commotion.
There's a lot of tits on your phone.
I have Tinder on
titty
my phone,
commotion.
Bro.
I try not to think about it.
It's overwhelming.
All the 2000s, pre-phone. You have to look in a crowd to get a set of tits once in a while.
Right. Oh, check that out. Boobs.
Oh, Saturn dropped them on his fucking
Yeah,
neck.
I jerked off to Rikishi twice when I was 17.
I thought you were going to say it tonight.
Teeter.
That is a teeter. Correct. Good. Correct teeter.
What's up with those cow skins?
You should be at least
I know,
four
those
years
trunks
deep
suck.
At this point.
I am at least three glasses deep.
This cider 7%. It's the Downey special.
I cracked my fifth beer.
The
Chuck's
winner,
hair
so
is like
good
flaxing.
Lord.
I'm almost done like fucking
a
million,
bottle of
no.
A shelf of wine.
A shelf of
oh,
wine.
Oh shit!
Oh dear.
What happened?
Oh, they didn't play the Disturbed one?
So does the N-word offend you?
It's the Hollywood Blondes.
Tell
it's
me
half of the Hollywood Blondes.
He does he
forgets. He's like, oh, wait.
Tell me,
or as I like to call it, the fishing rod.
Tell me his vest says what on the back?
Did it?
Okay.
It does?
Oh, he threw a dot in.
That's redeeming, because I hate the front of it.
What?
That's
what?
The best
what?
Shit ever.
What? I'll just keep going all night.
Christian do nothing.
Low blow on Saturn.
somehow he got one over. He had the low blow Saturn.
Later.
All right, elimination. Christian's out.
He's gonna drop Saturn like a bag of shit. Boom! Finisher, there's a finisher. Stunner. What if Chuck just shot at him and threw him out?
Elimination. Fuck.
Yeah, that's an
fuck
damn
you,
it.
Austin.
Why did
I hate you so much?
Drake.
Did he grab by his hair right there?
Fucking A.
Or did he grab by the hot dog neck?
A dog neck. If that's not a Nitro Party song,
you're one to talk,
title,
buddy.
I don't know what is.
Oh, my hot dog neck?
Hot dog
man,
neck.
Fuck you.
Get over here, Christian.
I'm just saying.
We you, both got a back forehead.
He's already
so
made.
I have
count.
A fucking.
You mealy eye little bastard.
Like the thing extends backwards. You know?
And he eliminated him twice.
Already eliminated doesn't count.
Oh, damn it.
That one's
not,
for Maven.
Not, yeah.
Maven never got legally eliminated.
Finish
I finally
it.
Saw it.
He's wrestling himself from when he was a Hollywood blonde. All right, wrestling your old gimmick in the time machine.
Evan with a fucking hot take over there. Well done. Yeah, Austin always had good themes too.
Except for Disturbed.
All right, Cedaring.
No. No.
Specifically Disturbed.
WrestleMania 17, when that shit hits, fucking heavy shit. It's not Nitro Party heavy, though.
How's your catheter
just
doing,
to give
Dan?
You an idea of
catheter, your catheter's good to go?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to go. I'm solid.
Snickers to fucking break up the monotony. Drinking.
Gotta clear open that catheter.
Oh, it's Val Venus.
Hey, what the weed dealer. There you go.
Yeah, by the way, as a news update, Val Venus is selling weed in Arizona right now.
Oh, shit.
So, legit.
So if you want weed.
And Shelton Benjamin's mother has no idea what he's talking about.
Chris, would this technically be an old gimmick? Because he's now Captain Cannibal? Or what?
Captain Cannabis?
Cannabis. Thank you. Thank you.
No. He ended his wrestling career in WWE with Val Venus.
Put Sean Morley in TNA.
Ooh.
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 Wow.
God damn it.
Corrected.
God damn it.
Drake.
TNA, you fuckers.
You ever see, if you get the chance, Google or watch the match he had with Jeff Jarrett in the bathroom.
Fuck you, Dixie Carter.
The way it starts is phenomenal. It's him
in a bathroom?
Going, him going into the bathroom. Jeff Jarrett is the janitor, so he's mopping the floors. And he goes, hey, Jeff. And Jeff goes, yo. And then he just gets smacked in the face. It's hilarious.
That's
this is
awesome.
The Hogan era of TNA, right?
Yes. This is the very start of Hogan TNA.
And Jarrett was he wasn't the boss anymore, so he became the janitor just to have a job.
I don't know if you
something.
Guys remember, but I had a big party the first night of the new Monday Night War, if you can even call it that.
No.
I call it more of like a military conflict.
an argument.
But I remember we watched the first hour of Impact. We were just like, what the fuck are they doing? And then we turned to Raw like the second Bret Hart was there. And
yeah.
We just never turned back.
No, do you remember the WrestleCrap entry? The new Monday Night Wars?
Yeah.
Week one, Bret Hart. The return of Bret Hart. Week two, I don't remember what it was. Week three, Jack Swagger, world champion.
Yeah, right. All right, they can't deny that they brought out Bret Hart for that.
They had. There's
the
no
timing
way.
Wise, they had to.
Like, I don't know about that. I don't think they sweated TNA at all.
That's true. I'll give you. I'm not saying they sweat.
They had to have brought it back for that, though.
I'm sure they're
makes
like.
Sense.
Let's
entrance.
Dead guy.
Dead guy.
Oh, fuck.
Dead
me.
Canadian.
All right, half a drink.
Dead Canadian, so drink this in terms of liters.
Metric, please.
It's actually 1.7.
Hold on, what does Jim Duggan say?
Or 47% of a beer.
What does Mr. Dugan say?
I've accepted the Canadian way of life. I've accepted the metric system.
That's your favorite quote on our website.
Best heel promo ever.
Oh, TV is a double team in Austin.
Team Canada over here going to fucking work.
Team TV.
Is
that's a
Belvin
stupid name,
Canadian?
So they'll probably go with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Morley's definitely Canadian.
GTV.
Chris, back me up.
Yeah, right.
Venus, Canadian.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
What?
Yep.
Boy, he just dropped it like it was hot. I could never get into Test. I liked his figure.
No.
But,
Test, Endgame, like, before he died, Test was fucking awesome. When they put him in ECW, he was probably like the best thing going.
When he's wearing biker shorts?
I don't know. He's pretty Blansky. I don't know.
Yeah.
Promos?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't do it
the
for
white
me.
White biker shorts? When it was him, Mark Henry, and Big Show in a three-way match for the ECW title? Makes my dick fall off just saying it out loud.
ECW's December to December.
Sean Allen Morley is a Canadian semi-retired professional wrestler. Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Dude. They build them from Las Vegas.
They might have built them from Las Vegas. The motherfucker's Canadian.
Danny K-Fed, motherfucker. It's alive. Drake.
Chris, you're our junior.
Do you think Adrian
you're our
Johnson's
junior pro wrestling
fan?
Correspondent now.
Why? Because someone else has internet?
Assistant to the VP.
I'm
fuck
just
up.
Kidding.
Name every WWE champion ever.
Yuck.
Pedro Morales.
Pedro Morales.
I can't. Wrong.
Continental champion.
Val Venus.
Buddy Rogers.
Bob Backlund.
That's how it starts.
Dean Douglas.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Dave Coulier. Austin's just...
David Arquette.
Waiting for the game. All right, so Hunter's a face right now, right?
Hunter is a face.
Because he's returning?
Yep.
And a nose.
Oh, well, that was dry.
Thank you.
Not as dry as your wine, but it was dry.
My wine's wet.
That's what I thought.
I keep licking my mustache.
You're wet ski.
This second.
Put a mustache.
Recording another episode tonight is going to be very interesting.
Our premium show that you guys are going to have to pay a dollar for.
You know what?
It's going to be awesome.
It's probably. We're going to do another drinking game after this, and I'm already. Wasted.
Pay a dollar because that'll be
pay
funnier.
Pay a dollar to hear John probably kill himself eventually in his life.
Yep. Who wants to see a
so
bullet?
Check
that
shit out. Neckbreaker.net/premium.
Suicide is fun.
This
suicide is a suicide.
This is Hunter, so this could turn into
suicide
Titan Time.
Was great when
You could tour right, with Sabbath right now.
Get the gun.
Shoot your mom.
Oh, also, do you like how my Ozzy Osbourne impression is a deaf guy singing?
So Austin's looking at Hunter right now. If you need another visual cue right, here.
Looking.
He's staring a mud hole through him. Triple H just dumped water on his face. He's drinking
Austin
it. And he's
trips.
Spit it everywhere.
It's not good for the environment, man. Just wasting all that water. Damn.
Are they in California?
Probably.
They're in
New
Atlanta,
York.
Georgia.
Oh, it's Georgia?
Oh, Hotlanta?
Georgia?
Georgia.
Teddy Long looking
Georgia.
On. Trying to figure out a way to make this to a tag team match.
Oh, get your hair out of your face, bro.
Looks like you need to wake up.
Vince is in the earpiece right now. Tell him to move his fucking hair.
Move his hair, damn it! Teddy, get up there and move his hair.
Needs more baby on it.
What's his name?
More popcorn.
Sean Paul.
The WP
popcorn.
Gary Stratum. Garrett Stratum! Gary Stratum!
Bobby Heenan had to commentate that IWF game.
Wow! Look at the queen!
Bodybuilding wrestling. BWF, right? What was it?
The WBF.
WBF. Thank you. Yeah, Heenan commentated on that with Vince. Tell me, that's fucking gold.
Last time these
he rocked
the ring,
a big boner the
champions.
Whole time.
Yeah, Heenan rocked a paycheck on that one.
Heenan rocked an erection.
And a boner, of course. Of course. All right, so this is where Hurricane comes out, right?
It's New Hampshire versus Texas. The final showdown.
Texas.
I like guns. No, I like guns.
I used to hang out in the Christopher's parking lot.
Guns.
But I'm going to move to Massachusetts eventually.
Conservative.
No, that wasn't Titan Time then. Okay, they were accurate on that one.
Who we got?
Hurricane,
I just said the Hurricane, didn't I?
No,
I haven't seen this since 2002.
It's a pretty good part where Hurricane goes to chokeslam both Triple H and Stone Cold.
What an asshole.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Jesus.
By the way, Kylo Ren, that's Luke Skywalker.
Joke.
Kidding. Big spoiler.
Yeah. Don't say a word.
I saw that last night. I was thinking
about
talking about it.
I'm
please
going
don't
to
say
it
a word.
Morning.
Do it.
I bought a ticket to go by myself.
Be a gentleman. Don't say a word.
I'm just saying.
I gotta wait for like 2 weeks.
Listen,
job. You have to wait 2 weeks to not spoil Star Wars.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just gonna be like in this living room watching Network for 2 weeks.
Real big dick.
No, I haven't seen this paper. Here we go. Look at
this
shit.
This is great.
So the fact that I guessed Hurricane, I don't know how that I pulled that shit off, but.
Bye-bye.
Drink.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny is he was like the most over guy in the company for like 2 months.
He worked with The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock put him over, didn't he?
He had a pretty good run as Hurricane. It ran its course, but I mean, he was pretty
good. He was over his shit for a little while.
Enough.
The gimmick got old.
Oh, but, yeah.
But.
As it always does.
Yeah.
He Fandangoed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love how, what was it, Michael Cole or who killed the Fandango champ? Was Jerry Lawler?
Lawler, Cole, Lawler. Triple H, Stephanie.
Well, Lawler going out there saying, everyone's Fandangoing. And that
Lawler
just,
kills everything. He's terrible for wrestling now. Except I wish himself. He died.
Jesus.
I said that on the first episode of this podcast, and I mean it now.
He did say that on our debut show.
Farouk.
Oh, I thought it was Bradshaw.
Have a beer
again.
For Farouk's hairline.
Oh, half a head of hair, half a beard.
First African American world champion.
The best.
Not to get into race, but Farouk's looking a little lighter than usual. Am I wrong?
I mean, he's not fucking juicing.
No, color wise. Yeah,
he's a little slim.
We're talking pigment.
Yeah, pigment.
No,
oh,
you're
not
talking
size.
About pigment, not size?
Lighter. Like, I know, I guess they can go both ways, but.
Like a bisexual?
Right. Great minds.
Put a picture on party, baby.
Elimination.
Put my name is Milhouse.
that was elimination. Plus, put a picture of that Farouk right now next to Doom, WCW Farouk. I
so
think
much blacker.
Talking. Yeah, am I wrong?
Listen, when you get a black world champ, you make him black
the
as hell.
The camera adds five shades of black in WCW.
Oh my God.
They just need a black guy that can lift Vader. And Butch Reed couldn't do it.
Yeah, Butch Reed could not
Reed
do it.
Wouldn't do it.
That's because he was natural.
No roids.
That's my favorite fucking... No, it's not the roids.
Almost that's Teeter.
He was the natural Butch Reed and he had blonde hair. That was the funny part.
That's why I like gold standard Shelton Benjamin so much.
And that because he was the original Kofi Kingston.
Why was everyone the natural in WCW?
They weren't.
Because they were either second generation or they were...
Butch Reed was the natural Butch Reed in WWF.
Yeah.
1987.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was in Doom and he was just Butch Reed.
Teeter.
Yeah.
Thank you. Teetro. My mistake. That's a T.
And that's why I'm the senior.
Oh.
Senior.
You're Danny, you're junior.
He took that to heart. He took that to heart.
Sophomore wrestling correspondent.
Junior correspondent from the state of Massachusetts.
Dead guy.
Can we drink a whole beer
dead
because it's the best
guy,
time right here.
Dead guy. Dead guy.
By the way, hold on. He has the highlight of the Royal Rumble coming up.
I gotta turn this up.
Dead guy.
Just for our audience, they need to hear perfect
He's
music.
He's a dead guy. Dead guy.
No. What?
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead.
Wait for him to spit the gummo.
Okay.
That is the spot of the rumble. It takes like another minute or so, but
so
worth it.
No, I want to use the mic.
That was a cameo, right? That was a cameo, right? Like he didn't debut before this, right?
No, this is the first time he showed up.
Just showed up.
But they told you it was going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm not bringing the mic to my face when I'm talking.
No, yeah, at all. Not at all.
Yelling in the other room.
I'm trying to yell and get to the mic.
It'll get picked up.
It definitely will.
Perfect killed on this rumble.
It was
you.
We watched this at your dad's house.
Yep.
It was.
And he barked.
I don't think
they expected him to be as over as he was.
Yeah. It was. My favorite part of the rumble.
I saw him wrestle Edge. Why? And so over in Boston, by the way.
Why the That's fuck awesome. Did he wait to put the suspenders on?
Yeah, why did he do the one strap out of nowhere? I don't get that.
When the straps are lowered, you're more powerful.
Oh, why did you
But then
that?
He put...
All right, just watch this. Pay attention.
All right.
Trust me. Trust me.
I got you on this one.
91 Jake, trust me.
Wow! I'm drinking for that one. Oh. Perfect to spit the gum like 400 yards. It went that far. It's in the nosebleeds right now.
Did he throw it?
That Weird Al guy has gum in his mustache right now.
Well, Triple H and Austin are trying to throw about teetering, by the way.
Teeter.
Teeter? No, wait, was there 1 foot on the ground?
No, it was a teeter.
So. Like, tell
that's
me,
gotta be the best perfect gum slap of all time.
It is.
Like, tell me Perfect and Hunter aren't marking out right now working with, I'm sorry, Austin and Hunter. They gotta be marking out working with Perfect. I'd be marking out.
I'd mark out if I was working with anyone from the West Texas Rednecks.
Angle doesn't even know who Perfect is.
West Texas Rednecks.
Music. I like country girls.
Country girls.
I like Willie Nelson. And don't forget about Pearl. There's only one thing that I hate,
and it's a bunch of crap.
I hate rap. I like NASCAR racing.
Now do it. Just say good guy.
Redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate,
and it's a bunch of crap.
Hey,
Raiders.
Raiders. Crap.
That's cute.
Hate those gays.
That's the second time we've done that.
There's our Easter egg. Yeah. Even though
it's
we're
the first time we've done it on our own show, though.
So,
what's up, Citywide Blackout?
By the way.
Yeah. Oh man, look at this. Look at this four pack
no,
of the ring
that's
here.
For,
Angle, Perfect,
quality.
Hunter, and Austin. That's quality. So quality.
Okay. We can do all of them. I don't care.
I have a slide.
I can watch a 1 hour tag team match.
Look at these no cells. Nobody's teetering.
No. Hunter said, fuck you. I'm not going to be
Austin
pleasure.
Did too. Austin's no selling everything.
Said, fuck you, Perfect.
There we go.
Why he's a top guy like Raven.
That's a teeter. So why the fuck?
Top guy like Raven? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to lose Perfect?
You don't believe me?
Right?
Just ask him.
Of all people, why do we have to lose Perfect?
Yeah, trust me. He's my favorite wrestler
trust.
Of all time.
Like, I wouldn't trust you. Oh, Big Show.
Big Show. Entrance.
You should be on your sixth beer at this point, by the way.
One, two.
What about your third bottle of wine?
If you're not, you're a bitch.
And, like, really.
If you're not on your sixth beer,
you're almost
a bitch.
Done your third bottle of wine.
My cider, the winner one is 7.5%.
Amen.
So does that count? Okay.
Drink for Big Show's
industry standard.
His goofy looking singlet.
But those are four.
His like
and a quarter.
Slim Shady haircut, undyed blonde.
Slim Shady.
The Caesar cut.
Yeah, he's like.
Evan, are you still pissed about the Rumble logo? The M.
It's bothering me visually. It's bad. As a graphic designer, it's
tearing your insides.
Yeah.
Big Show.
I was thinking though, I was getting deep.
Oh my god.
M in Roman numerals is what?
100?
Don't fucking quiz. I'm too deep to quiz me.
WrestleMania hasn't used that
so
one
I was trying
yet.
To think if there was. We definitely haven't had 100 Royal Rumbles.
No, because L is 50.
L is 50.
M is 100. Correct me.
Hey Siri.
Go on Twitter.
Somebody will tag you.
And, what is M in Roman numerals? How about fuck off? I don't.
Are you asking Siri? No. Ask Google.
Ask Google.
Ask Google.
Legit.
Trust me, we learned to ask Google.
All right.
He asked Chris Kars.
Chris Kars. Kars is 50. What is 100 Roman?
On the way to Full Terror Assault, he said, "Who killed Miss Elizabeth?" And then Google pretty much said Lex Luger.
It went to a very detailed explanation.
It was so good. It was perfect.
Is he going to play?
What is 100 in Roman numerals?
Put your mic up to it.
100 is C.
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 Oh, okay.
C, like fucking...
Yes.
So what number...
Like Del Rio.
Mexican, yes.
What number Royal Rumble was this?
This was... 2002, so...
88 was the first one.
13? 88.
12.
No.
14.
14?
All right, well then...
14.
So, no. I
15
thought there might
if you
be
count
some reasoning behind it, but there's none. None.
It's 15. Just that they used the draft version of the logo. That's all. Somebody printed version 2 instead of version 3.
Look at this shit.
Oh, Kane says, fuck you. You can see through my legs.
Bitch.
Boom.
This version of Kane was the most visually appealing.
He's thin yes. and white.
Very pale.
Yeah, but he wasn't like a goofy red retard.
The correct term is goofball.
Yeah, jeez, John. Goofy.
He said that once already.
I forgot about that. Nice callback.
Double choke.
Class it up around you.
This rumble's going on for a while. We're at a buck 15 right now.
Good.
For recording
time. We did ads and shit before, too.
No, I hit record after we did ads. So we did our intro, so that was probably about 5 minutes. But yeah.
Is that why I'm so fucking drunk right
this
now?
Look at this!
Oh, it dropped
the yeah!
Paul White dropped like a sack of dicks.
And
what?
Drink?
Finisher.
Fuck.
And
finisher.
Double drink because of the finisher
elimination, huh?
Well, this is the final four right here, right?
I love that Perfect's still in there.
I do too.
I really wanted him to win this one.
Perfect is into the final three, actually.
That would be amazing.
If they just gave it to Perfect, oh, God. That would have been Perfect and who's our world champ? Jericho.
Perfect and Jericho? Oh, God.
Good match.
That match, by the way, happened on the Nitro after Starrcade 97, and it was the night where Chris Jericho turned heel, Mr. Perfect, after he beat Jericho. He was supposed to be pissed off after losing the U.S. title to DDP, and then he farts in Jericho's face.
And he tells Rick Rude, I just farted in his face.
He whispers to Rick Rude, and they both start laughing, and they leave.
See, Chris, that's why you're the senior pro wrestling correspondent. I don't know who gave you the junior title.
I talked to someone about that the other day.
It's a fantastic match.
Oh, dude. He's going to fucking drop it on angle. Finisher.
Jesus
Christ. This rumble is filthy.
This is a gross...
This is a sweet final five.
This is good for the drinking, not so much for the dead guys.
No, yeah. That's fine. Finisher is galore.
It's more for visual stimulation than drinking.
It's a good rumble.
We picked
a good one.
Thank you.
Well done. Rolling Thunder. Boom. Dropped it on Austin. Austin said, fuck you.
Rolling Thunder Liger.
Hunter says, I ain't selling shit, you fag.
Uh-oh.
Boom. Yeah. Drops him on his head.
And finisher.
Fuck off, Mick Carter.
Finisher. Angle no selling the frog splash.
I think I need a Tums.
Tum. Well, he had a bottle of wine. I don't know what the fuck that is. That bottle.
This is a big
more
old
wine. More wine. He said two bottles of Manischewitz.
No, I've had like three bottles of Manischewitz.
I drink
Havana.
Havana. Skip that SummerSlam.
Oh, I chopped the shit out of Henning.
You guys?
No. Let me rip off my John Aubrey mask.
I'm going to make a pop.
I'm Barry Horowitz.
I knew it.
Public announcement right now. If you were the guy at the 2002 Royal Rumble.
Yep.
And you had the Some Jew Guy sign.
Yep.
I want you to find me.
Yep.
Email me at chris@neckbreaker.net.
Yeah. Yes. That was a cheap
entrance.
Email address.
chris@neckbreaker.net.
Booker.
Yes. We need to know who you are. We need to know who you are. Booker's like, I can't believe they fucking hired me. Boom, that's my pyro.
I used to have two belts, and then I gave one to Canyon, and then I lost the other one.
Canyon!
And then I didn't touch it again.
Henning's having WCW nightmares right now. Oh my God, oh my God, am I on Nitro? Am I on Thunder?
Am I on Thunder? Am I over enough? RVD out.
Booker T coming in with a fucking boom.
Elimination.
Coming through with the slam. Foolproof plan.
I'm out of booze.
Booski. Fridge is open if you give a shit.
All right.
I give a fuck.
Motherfuck.
Finisher.
Hey, John, can you drive down to the store for me?
Yeah, man.
Pick me up a few things.
This wouldn't be the drunkest I've driven to a store.
Officer,
I promise you that.
Officer, hold my bottle of wine.
No, let me finish this bottle of wine and I'll go.
Officer, can you hold this while I get my registry?
Wait, Perfect ain't doing shit in the corner. That's a sip.
Drink.
He ain't doing a goddamn thing. No selling.
That is your drink.
Don't drink and drive, kids, too, by the way.
No, definitely not.
You'll see it, Danny. Bottom shelf.
Yeah,
is CJ?
Or my C-3PO, Don't Smoke.
Could we turn some, get a little mood lighting in here?
Yeah, I'm saying, it's getting fucking dark as shit in here.
What are you guys, scared?
Yeah, this rumble's.
Wait, you telling me this isn't mood lighting? What the fuck are you on?
I'm going by straight up Christmas light mood, you know?
This is a mood.
Holidays, bitch.
For those of you
Manischewitz,
not here,
fucking is, eight candles.
It's kind of morning.
Give me that fucking. Give me that menorah.
Havana, Gila,
I'm in charge of
teeter, 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 teeter.
I'm the king of neckbreaker, so I'm going to tell you right now that Destiny, who works at Walmart in Nashville, Tennessee, she can go fuck herself. I took her to restaurant, I bought her food, I bought her a drink, and she didn't put out. Fuck Destiny.
Did you buy her double food and double drink?
I only bought her single food. I ain't buying double food. I ain't buying big food. I ain't buying little food. I'm buying food.
I ain't buying big food.
We'll explain it after.
I don't know. No explanation needed.
I'm good.
This is an inside joke. So if you laughed at this, you were wrong.
Nope. Or you're so right. But, I may be wrong, but it feels so
or,
right.
You're okay. Or
teetering. Lots
you
of
work
teeter,
at restaurant drink. In Kentucky.
Rattlesnake eliminated.
Yeah, you've been to restaurant. Kurt Hennig, fucking final three in the Rumble. Goddamn right.
Fuck yeah.
Living legend.
Look how floaty. Look how puffy his hair got.
You were half right.
I'm using my wine bottle to prop myself up at my own knee right now.
Something about your knee?
My knee.
I still don't know how those chicken legs hold up that frame.
Yeah, I have fucking tree trunks.
Right? Yeah, look at this guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am very fucking...
This might be our drunkest rumble. I don't know.
It's definitely my drunkest rumble.
I have septic tanks holding up my torso.
Septic tanks full of shit. Real thick and full of shit.
Wait, I'm like 80%.
Three of you haven't pissed yet, so your bladders are like...
Yeah, I don't...
Stacked.
I don't...
Steel.
I don't do that.
If your bladder would be stacker two. Right
I don't
now.
Give
it's,
a shit.
It's stacked.
My bladder is on ephedrine.
What was the energy drink that X-Pac used to put in his tights?
Oh, wow. That's, wow. Hunter just took a fucking headshot.
Please,
we
ask you, Whiskey Skip?
Someone's going to know the answer, and I'm not going to be an asshole when this hits the internet.
Tag us, internet. So Austin got eliminated, right, while I was taking a leak ski? So we're Austin just got eliminated. He's got his hands on his hips. If you need a visual cue, we're down to three.
And then we dip, and then he dips.
If I dip, we dip.
Gets eliminated from a rumble and leaves.
I'm gonna get Joe's and get mine. What, brother? Dana, bro.
I would love it if Hunter got eliminated at this point,
right?
And then Angle.
And then Angle next, and then perfect one.
And then it's perfect. Just fucking winning the gold at Mania. But no, I have to have a fucking heart
problem. That would have popped this crowd hard.
Oh my god. The fact that the nostalgia pop got this far for the final three. Usually it's like, no, gone. See you
by
later.
By the way, Mr. Perfect used to manage Triple H.
Yep.
Sure
that's did. True.
Wasn't it when Triple H was the
Heartbreaker
IC
right here.
Champion? Okay. Oh,
that's the best teeter of all time.
That was a solid teeter.
That was a perfect teeter.
Like, I always thought Mr. Perfect kind of looked like the lady in Indiana Jones.
The lady.
All right, so Chris.
Oh, wait.
Yes!
Yes!
Finisher. Chris, you're our senior.
He had to get his shit in.
You're the senior. Did these two work?
And that.
Did these two wrestle each other?
Look at that puffy
Angle
hair.
Angle and Perfect. Oh, god damn it, Hunter.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, you piece of shit. Nobody wants to see you win this.
The student has become the master.
The circle is complete. If you strike me down, now
like why would powerful than why would they book it that way? So Hunter's your baby, right? And then Perfect comes in as a baby and they dump him. I don't know.
He got that return pop. by the time March came around,
oh yeah, oh he's
where was Edge
he
right
was relegated
now?
To like heat duties.
No, Angle should have dumped Edge out. Was, Angle should have dumped out.
Was
Barber.
He in a match earlier in the night?
He must have been. Or in a, or yeah, one of the
hurt
two,
or in a match.
This is dope though. That little beatdown, that was just shit.
That was good. See, Angle should have dumped perfect because Angle's your heel right now, right?
Right. It's, have him take out your legend, right?
Yeah.
That's how I would have done it.
But no, they have Hunter do it.
And this
Hunter
is Angle's first Royal Rumble?
Match,
suplex.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Because at the 2000 Rumble, that was his first when he was at the company, he lost to Taz. The second, in 2001, he wrestled Triple H for the world title.
Jesus Christ.
Think of a couple of years ago with the roster they had.
Can you believe him?
I can't believe him.
It blows my mind every fucking time.
Think of the matches.
Like how casually he remembers this fucking shit.
Kassaripedia.
I love Taz.
Think of the matches Angle could have had a couple years ago.
You have to spell that with a W at the beginning.
Yeah. Angle.
W-K-E-S-S.
Angle Daniel Bryan. Angle Punk. I mean, if Angle was on the roster just a few years ago and he just kept on.
If so Angle many was on the roster last year, it would have been fucking Angle Lesnar.
Angle Cesaro, Angle Lesnar, Angle anybody.
Why did he,
think of Angle Lesnar this day and age where they're both way more into MMA.
Oh, man.
They were great 10, 15 years ago.
Teeter.
You know what I realized? I'm a foot and a half taller than Kurt Angle.
I
am way paler than him.
John, you drank a foot more of wine than Kurt Angle did today.
A foot more.
We measure our wine in feet now.
Drink!
Honest elimination. Boom.
John, I love how your wine bottles look like liquor bottles.
And that was six full beers.
Holy shit. Triple H is the winner of the 2002 Royal Rumble. John killed two different sizes of a bottle of the type of wine.
And I only peed once.
I
have not peed yet.
Me
I have had six beers.
Me either.
You guys are assassins. You're
fuck
crazy.
Everyone. Fuck Indonesia. Fuck Australia. If you're listening,
fuck the Ted DiBiase.
If you're listening right now, fuck you. Hit stop.
Don't hit stop.
Just be done.
Beaten.
So.
Beaten.
We'll start to wrap things up. I want John to be able to say goodbye to our audience here while he's taking a leak ski. So Hunter ended up working with who at Mania?
Jericho.
So Jericho held the belt from Royal Rumble till Mania.
He held it from the December pay-per-view previously, Vengeance, where he beat
they unified
Austin
the titles.
And Rocky the same night. Beat Austin the next month at No Way Out with the help of the NWO, and then he lost to Triple H at Mania.
So Hunter worked Jericho in the worst storyline ever,
right? And Stephanie McMahon was in Jericho's corner.
And then did she betray him, or?
It was more like they split up, and then she took on Jericho as a client, even though they had heat. Like, they buried the hatchet, and they became friends.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah. By the way, did you see that Jericho interview with Stephanie? Like, oh, he kissed her ass so much. It was awesome.
That was
so good.
That was a corporate interview 101. That was
about the game and how you please.
So we're at the end of our episode here. It's our third annual Royal Rumble drinking game. I think that might have been the drunkest one we've ever had.
It's the drunkest one I've ever been at.
Boy, I'm
probably not me, but
you can hear it in the weirdness of my voice probably.
I'm feeling toasty. Let's,
I feel good.
Couple of news bullets I think we should cover. Otherwise, it'll be too late.
Son of a bitch.
And then we're going to do a premium episode after this because life's
son
awesome.
Son of a bitch.
Roman Reigns winning the belt.
Gay.
It took him. Well, you left the pay-per-view, but the TLC ending somehow turned
you didn't
him.
Watch it.
You didn't see the ending, did you?
No.
Not even on replay or whatever.
Not yet.
I don't know. It was just the right. That was the only thing they could have done. With
he went
Hunter.
Full on Lesnar with the League of Nations and Triple H.
I know what happened.
Oh, okay. Then you know what happened. Okay.
Yeah, just not the pay per view because I haven't rewatched it yet.
Well, the end of the pay per view is
when Sheamus pulled on the belt. It was so anticlimactic, and you knew like they had like they couldn't end.
Yeah,
it
and they Goldberged the Raw.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's a good way to put that, because they definitely had, they said, fuck it, let's
the
get
way,
the belt on them now.
First title change that's happened on Raw since Rey Mysterio on the belt in the tournament.
The fake
then,
one?
And then, John Cena beat Rey Mysterio in the same night. Yeah. That was the
and
last
then
time they
CM Punk came back and said, it's my belt. You guys are dumb.
Haha, JK, I signed a contract.
So, I mean, those 48 hours of Reigns where they did okay with him, I thought. They did what he needed. He needed that aggression, that silent aggression at the end of the pay-per-view match.
I don't understand why people don't like Roman Reigns.
I don't understand.
I like Roman Reigns matches. I don't like Roman Reigns.
I don't understand.
Because it's been shoved
there's
down
worse
my
choices out there. Oh, there you go. It's not what you want.
It's Goldberg.
It's the Nickelback of
it's
of
Nickelback.
Oh. No. No.
It is.
Oh. No.
It is. He's corny. He's cheesy. He's lame.
His promos are cheesy and lame.
Yeah. Guess what? Promos are part of wrestling.
That's true.
That is very
but
true.
But Chris Benoit sucked at promos, and he was my favorite wrestler. To
but he also
and then he killed everybody.
And where is he?
He's also my favorite dad of all time.
Dad of the year.
Number one dad.
Ultimate heel move. Chris Benoit is still alive, and he is dad boner on Twitter.
You know what? Oh, God. I'm going to become an indie wrestler. I'm going to become number one dad, K-R-A-S Benoit.
Oh, God.
Chris
damn.
Benoit.
So,
Ben Wawa pedal.
TNA's on Pop TV. You've heard of that channel, obviously.
TV Guide channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Popcorn TV. There's a
legit popcorn tit TV. No, I don't have any other headlines. I can't think of anything else right now. I've had a lot to drink.
Yeah, and, good.
My fantasy football team name is Skype with Sonny. So,
do you have to pay for that?
My fantasy football team name is Sonny has AIDS. So
Skype
with AIDS.
I hope. We hope with that said, we hope you enjoyed our third annual goddamn Royal Rumble drinking game.
If you didn't, you have
problems. You're welcome.
If you didn't,
yeah,
it's your fucking problem.
Yep.
Be sure to visit our
fuck Indonesia.
You like what we're doing? You want to give us some cash so we can continue doing this? Neckbreaker.net/shop. We have dumb shirt designs. We have fucking mugs with your face on it.
Yeah, and they're awesome. And I bought fucking four of them.
The dumber our designs get, the more money we can make. So we're gonna keep putting shirts up there, putting shit up there. Help us out. That's the only way we're gonna ask you to fucking support this. And our premium site too. If you want more of our shit, we do bi-weekly episodes. But if you want something in between those bye weeks, neckbreaker.net/premium, you're going to see an in-your-house drinking game episode or a drinking commentary episode. And whatever the fuck we record after this, it's going to be on our premium site. So those are $1 each.
We're way drunker.
It's a fucking dollar. It's less than the stupid coffee you're buying at McDonald's.
Send
so,
us
$1.
Yeah. One fucking
seriously,
dollar.
How much is that?
You get an MP3.
Yeah. Spend $1 and listen to me mumble to whatever we watch next. Because I'm fucking wasted.
So those help pay the bills.
The
our
gimmicks.
Neckbreaker.net got redesigned. Check that shit out. All of our shows are on there. Merch.
Nice. It is nice. I was looking at it.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Thank you, Doctor.
I have.
At NB Podcast, all the social media garbage. And tell some friends about our show.
Yeah,
word of
it.
Mouth is free. And free is good. Chris, pleasure.
Tell
thanks,
some friends about
pleasure,
the show. It's really, really good. And we talk about stuff. And we talk about wrestling.
Fucking amnesia.
Fuck amnesia. Devin Storm.
I like amnesia.
I'm calling you Devin Storm from now on, by the way.
Me?
No, Evan.
Crowbar!
Thank you, Devin Storm.
You're welcome.
John, pleasure. And Danny P.
Give me some Tums.
Get Roid Rage going.
7 grams in her end zone. Call it a touchdown.
We hope you enjoyed. Cheers and beers.
Fuck the Ted DiBiase.
Forged from the fires that created a long-lost brotherhood of podcasts comes the Blast Syndicate. We are made up of Focus on Metal, Inside Metal, Iron City Rocks, Mars Attacks, Metal Geeks, MSR Cast, Neckbreaker, Radioactive Metal, and Wiki Metal. We are the Blast Syndicate. Go to blastsyndicate.com to find out more. Get blasted.
Bet you get a lot of comments wearing that one, because I have that queer sweatshirt that I wear
every fucking
day. I'm like, okay, so creepy old gay guy at Shaw's hits on me, part 50. Like, how about you let me just get my salad at the salad bar and let me go on my way?
The episode is wrapped up, and now you're bored out of your
freaking mind. Kill that boredom with show tickets from our friends at Click a Ticket.
Google Click a Ticket, add some awesome event seats to your Mario Kart, and then enter the promo code NECKBREAKER at checkout for an exclusive 5% discount.
One more time, Google Click a Ticket, add some tickets to your cart, enter NECKBREAKER for your 5% discount. Support this awesome company because they support us.